Task 3. Read the instructions and the task carefully. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you for inviting me to this memorable ceremony. Not only has Harvard given me an extraordinary honour, but the weeks of fear I have endured at the thought of giving this speech have made me lose weight, so for me it's a win-win situation. Speaking to you on such an important day in your lives is a great responsibility, or so I thought until I cast my mind back to the day when I was where you are today. I was sitting there, clutching the diploma in my hands, cap and gown and all. The commencement speaker that day was the distinguished British philosopher Baroness Mary Warnock. Reflecting on her speech has helped me immensely in writing this one, because it turns out that I can't remember a single word of what she said. This liberating discovery enables me to proceed without any fear that I might inadvertently influence you to abandon promising careers in business, law or politics for the giddy delights of becoming a fantasy author. I must admit that looking back at the 21-year-old that I was then is a slightly uncomfortable experience, as at the time I was striking an uneasy balance between the ambition I had for myself and what those closest to me expected of me. I'd wanted to study English literature, as I was convinced that the only thing I wanted to do ever was to write novels. However, my parents, both of whom came from impoverished backgrounds, considered my overactive imagination an amusing personal quirk that would never pay a mortgage or secure a pension. So they hoped that I would take a vocational degree. What I feared most for myself at your age, however, was not poverty, but failure. And ironically, a mere 7 years later, I had failed on an epic scale. I was jobless, a lone parent, and as poor as it's possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless. You might never fail on the scale I did, but if you ever do, remember that some failure in life is inevitable. You just have to experience it to your advantage. If it hadn't been for my failure, I wouldn't have discovered that I had a strong will and more discipline than I'd suspected. The knowledge that setbacks have made you wiser and stronger means that you are, ever after, secure in your ability to survive. You will never truly know yourself or the strength of your relationships until both have been tested by adversity. Such knowledge is a true gift, and it's worth more than any qualification you might earn. And finally, let me wish you all the best for the very start of your professional lives. Listen to the recording once again. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you for inviting me to this memorable ceremony. Not only has Harvard given me an extraordinary honour, but the weeks of fear I have endured at the thought of giving this speech have made me lose weight, so for me it's a win-win situation. Speaking to you on such an important day in your lives is a great responsibility. Or so I thought, until I cast my mind back to the day when I was where you are today. I was sitting there, clutching the diploma in my hands, cap and gown and all. The commencement speaker that day was the distinguished British philosopher Baroness Mary Warnock. Reflecting on her speech has helped me immensely in writing this one, because it turns out that I can't remember a single word of what she said. This liberating discovery enables me to proceed without any fear that I might inadvertently influence you to abandon promising careers in business, law or politics for the giddy delights of becoming a fantasy author. I must admit that looking back at the 21-year-old that I was then is a slightly uncomfortable experience, as at the time I was striking an uneasy balance between the ambition I had for myself and what those closest to me expected of me. I'd wanted to study English literature, as I was convinced that the only thing I wanted to do ever was to write novels. However, my parents, both of whom came from impoverished backgrounds, considered my overactive imagination an amusing personal quirk that would never pay a mortgage or secure a pension. So they hoped that I would take a vocational degree. What I feared most for myself at your age, however, was not poverty, but failure. And ironically, a mere 7 years later, I had failed on an epic scale. I was jobless, a lone parent, and as poor as it's possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless. You might never fail on the scale I did, but if you ever do, remember that some failure in life is inevitable. You just have to experience it to your advantage. If it hadn't been for my failure, I wouldn't have discovered that I had a strong will and more discipline than I'd suspected. The knowledge that setbacks have made you wiser and stronger means that you are, ever after, secure in your ability to survive. You will never truly know yourself or the strength of your relationships until both have been tested by adversity. Such knowledge is a true gift, and it's worth more than any qualification you might earn. And finally, let me wish you all the best for the very start of your professional lives.